News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Yes, you are listening to News Talk Breakfast. Jane Coleman and myself, Kieran Cuddihy, with you till 9 o'clock. Now, the home of Richard Bruton became the latest of a cabinet minister to be targeted by protesters. The Fingal Battalion Direct Action Group protested outside his house yesterday. This is a week on from similar protest outside the house of Simon Harris. Apparently, some protesters as well outside Leo Varadkar's home over the weekend. Joining us on the line to discuss is the former Minister for Justice, Dermot Ahern. Dermot, what do you make of this? What's your reaction to these protests?
Well, I think it's reprehensible, to be honest. It's something that happened to us in the latter days of our government period. And to be honest, it rattled everyone involved. I had protests at my home for at least 6 Sundays in a row. Most of those Sundays I wasn't even there. My wife and my family were there. And it's intimidating, even though they didn't come in on the property. On one occasion, there was a threat to come in on the property, which was passed on by one of their group privately. And any entreaties that we made to this crowd, I suggested that I had no problem with them protesting outside my office, as has happened by over the years on many occasions. But never did anyone protest at my house. I always regarded my house as my oasis, somewhere where I could close the door and that my wife and family, who were not public figures, would not ever be intimidated. But unfortunately, that happened. And it's a dark side, to be honest, of what is happening in recent years. And to be honest, I think people going into public life would want to think long and hard if they're going to be subjected to this on a regular basis.
Since that protest outside of Simon Harris's house, some people have questioned the level of protection offered to government ministers. When you were a senior minister, what level of protection did you have in terms of a Garda presence?
Well, there was no Garda presence ever at my house other than one occasion when there was a serious threat made against myself and Bertie Ahern. The guards at the time, they got information about a possible attempt on our lives, and there was some protection put on our house for a very short period. But over the years, and particularly when I was in justice, there was a very strong suggestion that I beef up the security around my house, but in discussion with my wife and family, we didn't want it. We didn't want our house to be a fortress, and you know, that's the reason why we have constituency offices separate from our houses, so that, you know, the public, if they have anything to say to us and if they want to contact us, they can go to the constituency office. We did have Garda drivers who, in police language, are properly known as close protection in the north there. When they had a government up there, they had drivers who were known as close protection. And basically, they are armed, as were the Garda driving us. But you have to realise they're only with us during the day. When they leave us home at night, they go off. And I mean, historically, ministers for justice had 24-hour protection outside their house, but I didn't. I refused that. I think the government, Enda Kenny's government, foolishly, for populist reasons, took away the Garda driver regime, the Garda protection, close protection regime. And I'd say they're probably rueing that decision, but that's for them to answer. The reality is that government ministers are subject to, you know, a difficult situation at times because they have to make difficult decisions, decisions that mightn't be popular. And in any democracy, while somebody chooses personally to go into public life, their family doesn't. And that happened to me, and it did shake me, it has to be said, in that my house was picketed on many occasions. And as I said, on one occasion, there was a serious suggestion that they were going to rush into the house and take it over. And indeed, on the same evening, my two daughters were fairly badly abused by a neighbour near the house where they were staying as students. So all of those things, I have to say, it shook my resolve to be in public life, put it like that.
Even if the government brought back the protection details at the weekend, they wouldn't be there. As you said, you'd still have this issue of the ministers having to call the Gardaí. Is there a need for a change, do you think, in protocol around protection or 24/7 protection?
That's a matter for the Garda Síochána, but I do know from, you know, my meetings with other ministers around Europe, they're often amazed at the lack of police protection that Irish ministers have. And indeed, you know, I travelled on one occasion to Greece where a junior minister in the portfolio, I think in justice, he had 10 bodyguards around him, whereas I had none. And, you know, if you look across Europe, in some countries, I think France, for instance, it's illegal, actually, for protests to take place at or near houses of members of government.
Should we make it legal here?
That I don't know. I'm not in politics anymore. That's for the people who are there now, but in the circumstances that they find themselves. But I suppose they'd be reluctant to pass legislation in that respect because, you know, they'd be accused of trying to restrict freedom of expression. Freedom of expression isn't universal. It should be directed at those people who are in public life or who are public figures, not their family members who did not make a decision, did not decide to go into public life.
All right, we'll leave it there. Dermot O'Hearn, former Minister for Justice. Dermot, thanks a million for speaking to us. Let us know your views.